wife.
My wife. Well, that's because she's, all right, so they're, like, 11 months apart.
Yeah. I think I've met her, but, like...
But she was a sophomore when you were a freshman.
Yeah. Yeah. And then their best friend was Rhonda.
We can do a Florida Man segment, too. The new one.
It was actually my first. But their best friend was Rhonda. Or Chelsea's best friend.
Chelsea's best friend was Desiree.
Yeah, and then but they had the little blonde white girl, Rhonda.
I think that was Courtney's best friend.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah.
I always get whatever.
Always made weird ass noises.
Yeah, little tiny mousy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're back! Yeah. What up?
That was a very dull cold open.
It was.
Oh, I didn't even know we were starting. Thanks for the heads up, guys.
That's why I called.
Dude, that's he cold opens all the time. I usually when we're sitting flat, I can catch it out of the corner of my eye, so I already know. And we usually just get this guy.
Or Jake. Mo.
Yeah, or get the Mo.
Alright, we're back. Like I said, I did the whole intro. Well, no, I'm gonna do the whole intro. I'm Matt. That's Jake across from me.
What's up?
Jason over there, and welcome Pete.
Blessed day.
What's up? Pete to the podcast, making his
Jesus Rojo.
His podcasting debut.
Something like that.
Well, we're happy to have you, Pete. We love you.
A special shout out.
It's been fun.
Happy birthday to my girlfriend Jordan.
We love you, Jordan. I miss you.
Happy birthday, Jordan.
Happy joy.
Love you, Jordan.
And something big happened yesterday, guys. This is where I'm gonna open.
Ooh.
Something that hadn't happened in 14 years.
What, Matthew?
San Diego Padres are headed back to the playoffs for the first time since 2006.
I'm so happy for you, my guy.
It was a good feeling, man. They didn't make it easy. It was literally 3-1 in the eighth, and they gave up a home run in the ninth, scored again in the tenth.
Your butthole got tied, didn't it?
Pucker factor was something fierce.
Dude, you know what was really... I just want to cut in real quick, sorry, but I saw it with Tatis Jr. Man, you could see the emotion in that guy's face. Like, he was really happy for the city. Like, that's the kind of player this city has needed since Tony. And it's... Honestly, he might even be bigger someday. You never know. So, it's too early to tell.
But,
I don't
you know,
like jumping.
But
you could just tell he was genuinely, like, stoked for the city.
And it's like Matt was saying fucking month and a half ago. It's a different feel. It's not like 98. There's an energy in the fucking clubhouse that has never fucking been there before.
Yeah,
and it's palpable outside in the public, dude.
Yeah, I feel it. And I'm feeling it among fans like Matt, who've constantly been there for the team. Even when they've been bad, he's defended them every fucking corner. Like, the reason I'm happy is, like, I'm happy for Matt. That, like,
oh, yeah, I'm fucking beyond stoked
faithful,
for you, my guy.
Like, being faithful, just being, you know.
Through thick and thin.
When they say Fry or faithful, like, Matt is literally the first person that comes to my mind when I'm talking baseball with anybody.
Yeah.
Well, every time I've had somebody go, like, oh, do you know this Padre player? And I'm like, no. But I'll text Matt and be like, hey, who's this guy? And he'll go on a whole spiel. Like, I think because I work at Claim Jumper, and we had this guy come in and somebody was like, oh, he played for the Padres, or he is a Padre. And I was like, okay. And I was like, Matt, who's this guy? And he was like, oh, he was the heir apparent to Trevor Hoffman. And he's like giving me his stats and everything.
Oh,
I was like,
he has
crap.
He has a new beer out with Bitter Brothers called The Closer.
That's awesome.
What was it, like 2 months ago, 3 months ago? We just we let him go on a 45-minute diatribe about the greatness of Tony Gwynn.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful.
So right before Tony Gwynn passed, I had won some tickets for whatever game, for a Padres game. Matt went and picked the tickets up, and it just so happened to be the game that was the first game back at the stadium after Tony Gwynn passed, and we were right next to fucking right field, right next to the foul pole.
That's cool.
So we were right there.
That's an emotional game.
Matt, I think everybody has some, like, emotions going.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've met Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Matt, you? No. So Matt is the only one who has not been blessed to shake that man's hand.
And I've told the story to Matt and on the podcast before. He was the nicest guy in the world.
Oh, he's the most genuine individual I've ever had.
Apparently, except for the Jake mom.
But you're a shit kid, Jake. You're a fucking shit kid.
He is a shit kid.
Hey, learn to brush your beard.
Scraggly fuck.
Yes, and I did know that. Brush your beard, Jake.
Last night he kept on video chat, kept brushing his eyebrows.
Yeah, he kept doing this.
No, I mean, he had a full-on hairbrush.
Oh, did he?
It was fucking... And I'm like, would you stop brushing your fucking eyebrows?
You should use it on the weird place where there's more hair.
That's a weird one.
Go get him plucked.
Was it? Go get him
plucked. Yeah, that's like less weird than brushing your fucking eyebrows. That's just...
Why don't you have your wife wax your
shit? You had like those oldie... what is it? 80-year-old man eyebrows? Where it's like... You know, those ones where they like stick out in front of you.
Where it's like Cardi B's eyelashes on your fucking brow.
Jake wears red bottom shoes.
But who do you think the Padres might end up playing?
Most likely it's going to be the Marlins. It was looking like the Phillies for a while. Unfortunately, even though we have a better record than the second and third seeds.
Just the way the play is seen, isn't it?
Well, because
Dodgers.
They're divisional.
That's
true. Yeah, because we would be West number two.
That's right, Dodgers.
They're taking the top six, or top two from each division, and then two wild cards.
right.
So, I mean, it's a year where everybody gets in, but we're not getting in cheaply here. Theoretically, we're only four games back on the Dodgers. They could theoretically lose the division.
They could, yeah.
Yeah, because you each have six games left, so, I mean...
It wouldn't be surprising. And honestly, I think you guys can beat them in a series, so...
Hopefully, Tatis comes back to life a little bit. He's been kind of slumpy the last week and a half or so, but...
I will say this, like, I'm not one to watch baseball, really, at all. Like, worst person when it comes to baseball, to ask anything. But, God, it is fun watching that kid play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's fucking insane.
Seems like every game he's doing something crazy.
When he's out in the field, when he's batting, it's just everything. Yeah.
And he's definitely sparked life into a lot of guys. Like, we talked about Will Myers last week.
Oh, yeah, that shit-eating fucking grin.
I don't know if you saw it, but he hit this fucking home run last week where...
Fucking bomb.
Just a no-doubter to dead center field, and then just the biggest smile washed across his face.
It's like, as soon as the fucking ball left the bat, you just watch the shit-eating grin just start growing ear to ear.
It's gotta feel so good after 3 years of fucking...
And all the shit they've been talking about.
The fans really turning on it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. Well, alright, so I'm a Red Sox fan normally, but...
I don't blame you there.
My Sox have been out of it fucking since the beginning, so I'm like, you know what, guys? I get it. I'll see you guys next year. I'm going to root for my hometown team this year, you know?
I was disappointed when you guys let Mookie go.
Dude, you fucking preaching to the converted.
The goddamn Dodgers.
But, like...
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because, like... Hockey's my sport, and his team knocked my team out of the fucking playoffs.
That was wonderful.
Now, granted, we were on our third-string goalie, and three of our starters were injured.
And honestly, we're kind of...
And it still took them seven games.
Well, you guys were the real test for us, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to beat Tampa in five or six.
You guys are down 3-0 right now.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna lose one or two, maybe, but I think we're going to beat them.
I think you guys will get them in six, honestly. Yeah. If you look, Dallas is averaging almost 41 hits every 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, they are the hardest hitting team in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, but hold on, we got to segue into that real quick.
Wait, what the fuck just happened?
It's a picture of a woman at a Trump rally, and she's owning the libs by wearing a huge cock and balls on her fucking mask.
Big black cock and balls.
Big black cock and balls right on the face. And it's got
some pubes. It's got some pubes going on.
She went all out.
It's got pubes too? I didn't even see that part.
She went all out on it.
Wow, she was...
What? No, actual fuck me in the pussy.
At least she's wearing a mask. Kind of.
Kind of.
By the way, the first comment
is that technically a mask at that point? Or is it
the first comment is Orange Man bad, but Pedo Man good, and it's like Orange Man is also a pedo.
Yeah,
nobody's good.
Nobody's good. And not to mention, everybody I've heard talk about Biden is not defending him. It's just a matter of like he's less destructive, I think. But the problem is like Jake's father, explained to him, it's just. Everybody knows Harris is going to be, Biden dies in office. That's why they're there. And so that's why, there's a lot of people just iffy about it. But that shouldn't matter because Trump's doing enough damage that it's...
All the talk about Biden dying in office, but isn't Trump older?
He is, and in worse health, in my opinion. And the guy eats McDonald's like a fucking maniac. You know, you see his diet. So it...
Well, that's why you gave it to the students when they came, or for when the...
Well, and he's only going to get more paranoid because they just arrested some Canadian woman at the border, and then they picked up a letter at the White House, not the White House, but the mail-in center, whatever.
Ryzen,
yeah. So he's only going to get more paranoid, because his whole reasoning for fast food was because he doesn't want... It's a pre-made, and I don't know, you should just look it up, it's really stupid.
Just a quick heads up, gentlemen, it is 17-7 Saints, and it's the start of the two-minute warning, and the Raiders are at the 12-yard line. So
please open up your phone, open up the ESPN app.
I'm already there.
Yeah, but he's the only one with an Apple phone.
Oh, so you can broadcast it.
Yes.
Because that's the only
thing
that
can has AirPlay.
Stupid.
You can watch the game through the ESPN Fantasy app and cast it. You have to have the TV provider. Mine doesn't have a TV provider.
It might be yours, because you have a provider logged in somewhere else, maybe?
No. It's Sling.
We will use mine. Doesn't matter.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'm going to.
We're gonna pause the cast real quick while we try and get Monday Night Football. Actually, we won't pause. Explain to you why we want to get Monday Night Football up so bad, and it's not just because it's Monday Night Football, but Pete and I are playing in two fantasy leagues.
Ah, yes.
I already beat his ass. Or sorry, got that wrong. He beat my ass in our main league.
Yes, thank you.
I'm now up by about 50 points thanks to Russell Wilson almost entirely. Although Tyreek did put up 30 points. Let's not.
It's not so that short.
Every time Russell Wilson goes and has like one of these awesome games, it seems like every time that happens, it's when I'm playing against him.
You know what I've noticed actually a few times the last few years, when Russell Wilson's had really good games, Dax had really good games. I know there's not much of a connection there, but it's just they're both mobile quarterbacks, and it was like a duel to watch them two. I mean, I got 43.8, I think, for him.
I got 37.5 out of Cam.
Nice. Yeah, Cam didn't have a bad game either.
Cam as well gave me the W, honestly.
Now, I think it's hilarious that the Patriots got stopped on the 1-yard line. I mean, I was laughing pretty hard about that.
You and me both.
All right, now how
that
do
Charger
we...
game, I know Matt's going to be like, fuck the Chargers, but that Charger,
right,
the Charger Kansas City game was actually fun to watch.
It's gone.
Are we going to mute it?
Yeah. Just so we can see it and react to it. That didn't work. What's going on?
Alright, is your phone connected to the Wi-Fi?
Anyways, shout out to Phil who can't be here because he's got to work 102 hours this week. Jesus
Ouch.
Christ. Yeah.
Dude, Phil, like, what
Phil
the fuck?
Phil is a freaking animal when it comes to work.
Part of it is that he does live at work.
Yeah. So.
He's like in home care.
So, and then when he's there, they're just like, oh, we're just going to have Phil do it.
So. My Wi-Fi is connected to the same network as this TV. I don't understand. What is it asking me to do?
You on the same Wi-Fi?
I think it has to pair. Hold on.
I would say it just...
I'm just saying this is why Android is superior. We are still trying to figure this out right now. So, you're not going to miss any time, but we'll be right back.
So, you want me to close it?
Connected.
Yes.
Yeah, there.
Got it. I ain't me, that's him.
I'll take dabs up. I'll take dabs.
Definitely.
I can appreciate.
All right, guys, I'm not sure how long that took exactly. If I had to estimate, it was about 15 minutes, but we have football on the TV.
And no anuses were prolapsed in the making of this podcast.
But if they were, fine.
Yes. It's their own
Actually,
choice.
I don't know what Pete did with his anus during that
time.
This
is true. We haven't asked Pete yet.
Pete?
No, I did not prolapse my asshole. Okay.
So, for the record...
Sorry for the delay. I was stuck on the football while you guys were talking
about
assholes.
That's good. Yeah, we will second that. It was football. It was not that he had to check his asshole.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is confirmed for the podcast.
So, anyways, the reason why we are actually caring about this game is because you and Matt are playing each other in two leagues, which I've never had that happen where I'm in two leagues with someone and play them in the same week.
That's crazy.
So we have a friendly little wager going. Loser.
Also, Philip made hamburger helper.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And it, but loser buys the winner a six pack of 394.
Well played.
So.
The Raider Stadium is pretty.
Originally, it was going to be a push if he won one and I won one. But I was like, no, fuck that. This is America. We don't settle for ties. So we'll flip a coin if we have to.
Rochambeau it out.
Yeah.
It is currently 181.82 to 139.24. He has Drew Brees. And I have Will Lutz.
So you have a kicker and I have Drew Brees. What is this? There we go.
So that's where we're at.
But yeah, so what's Drew Brees at right now?
9 points.
Come on, Drew Brees.
Let's
show Russell Wilson what the fuck we're doing.
He has 136 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
Yeah.
Saints are wearing some throwbacks.
I like those.
I like those numbers.
I agree.
And they're going to be without Michael Thomas. That's something we can talk about. The fucking sheer amount of injuries in real life.
Well, they talked about the Jets-Niners thing. It's their fucking turf, man. It's their shit turf.
Well, bro, it was so much. Hold on. I'm going to bring this up. This is like the full-on from fantasy sports start sit questions, which is where I go for most of my info. This was an injury update that he would be updating throughout the day. And this is the post at the end of the day. Cam Akers, rib, out. Byron Jones, groin, out. Jimmy Garoppolo, ankle, out. Paris Campbell, knee, out. Nick Bosa, torn ACL, done for the year. Solomon Thomas, out. Drew Locke, right shoulder, out. Saquon Barkley, torn ACL, out for the season. Devontae Adams, hamstring. He was questionable, never returned. David Montgomery, he had a possible head injury. He returned. Bashard Perriman, ankle, out. Jalen Reagor, he was hurt at one point but returned. Jerry Jeudy was out at one point but returned. Sterling Shepard, out with a toe. Raheem Mostert, out with a knee. Malik Hooker tore his Achilles. Cortland Sutton, out with a knee. Dak Prescott was out but returned. Christian McCaffrey has a high ankle sprain, will miss 4 to 6 weeks. Christian Kirk was injured and came back in the game. Tyrod Taylor never started the game, had a rib injury in warm-ups.
Jeez.
And Will Fuller was injured but came back in.
Jesus.
By the way, I would like to say, fucking Christian McCaffrey, I had the first pick of the draft in Jake Mom's league this year, and I wasn't going to pick Christian McCaffrey, but everybody was saying do it. I was like, fuck it, because I really don't care about that league. And I was like, why the fuck not? But at the same time, I didn't do it for 3 years. I didn't pick him up when I could have. And so for 3 years, I didn't have him. And then I was like, telling my roommate as I was drafting, I was like, if I pick him up, something's going to happen. He's going to have a shit year just because I finally pulled the trigger and picked up CMC.
Week two.
Out 4 to 6 weeks. Great. Thanks, buddy. Oh, and then, of course, I benched James Conner in that league and put in AJ freaking Green.
Wow. NFL fines Denver, Seattle, San Francisco, and another team for...
Seattle.
Not wearing masks
on the field.
Damn, Bosa's out the whole season?
Yeah.
Dude, there was 4 torn ACLs, 2 on the same team on back-to-back plays.
Yeah,
the Niners. Dude,
I hear it's this fucking turf in New York. It's shit.
Yeah, the 49ers have always complained about the turf over there in the field. That's one thing I do call it. That's why Reggie Bush quit playing. It was because of the stadium. He went out of bounds, like he went past the end zone, and then he like slipped because it's all concrete right after the turf, and he fell and like broke his like tailbone.
Jesus.
And then so he was out for the rest of the year, and he was like, you know what, I'm just not going to come back, guys.
Oh, Saquon. I feel bad.
Yeah, man.
Sal can't catch a fucking break.
Here's the thing, though, about Saquon, and I was telling my roommate about this earlier. He reminds me a lot of Adrian Peterson,
So if there's one person that I think can come back from a torn ACL and be just as good, if not better, I think Saquon can do it. So,
bro,
I have all the hopes for him.
Four major injuries from the Niners. That's insane.
Jeez.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Talk about Super Bowl hangover. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's rough.
Usually supposed to affect the winner.
Yeah. I know. So Chiefs Ravens next Monday.
I think a lot of it has to do though with like no preseason.
I think that might have been it, but
because like, well, they're not conditioned like they would be.
Yeah, true.
They're nowhere near in the game condition that they would be if they had the full like four or five fucking preseason games.
Right. They didn't have the training camp.
They didn't have the training camp. Well, that's what they did instead of preseason. They had training camp. They would have had another 2 weeks of training camp on top of that. So they would have been in better condition. And then on top of that, like, who's to say that they were actually, like, doing a lot while in quarantine, guys? To be honest, I didn't do shit when I was in quarantine. I wasn't working out or nothing.
I did shit.
I worked.
And they didn't even know if they were going to be coming back this year, so.
Yeah.
You know, if they were like, you know what, I'm just going to relax for 3 months. So a lot of them are dusting off a bunch of rust right now, so we'll see.
It's going to be a weird year.
Dude, Josh Allen playing like a fucking MVP candidate right now?
Dude, Buffalo is a lot better than people think they are, that's for sure.
It's fucking Buffalo.
Yeah, but now that Brady is out of the...
where players go to die.
Like, I mean, New England's probably still going to win the division, but I think it's going to be a little bit more competitive than people think.
I agree with that. I still think that they still have
fucking horrible.
Right before they left, they had the best jerseys in my opinion out of all the ones that I saw. I really didn't care for the powder blues. Was kind of the thing. But the one that they had for the color rush for the season before they left San Diego, those ones, like, they're like super dark navy blue.
Those ones were
awesome. I was like, those are great.
See, that was the last season I was a Chargers fan.
Ditto.
And I took the first year after they left off. I just kind of watched football and didn't care. But then I was really thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? The Spanos family said, fuck San Diego. How do I say fuck the Chargers? I'm going to be a Raiders fan now.
I just couldn't do it.
I can't go that far.
Yeah.
But I've been so conditioned to like not like
Raiders. But I mean, it's also like my grandpa, who I just happened to be like the spitting image of, was also a Raiders fan growing up. So it's like, alright, I can slide into that.
Yeah, no, for me, it's like, no, fuck the Eagles, fuck the Redskins, fuck the Giants. I just watch football. Like,
casually?
Yeah, and do fantasy like Matt does. That's kind of how I would handle it.
Yo, the Stars are on a 5-on-3 power play right now.
Nice.
If they're on my team, that's what I'm rooting for. I don't care about the individual teams, now they do. I just care about my players, man. I want my fantasy team to win. And I was trying to only do like one or two this year. And, of course, I got suckered into a third one. Thanks, Jake Baum. Fucker. And then after the draft, Matt tells me, he's like, oh, yeah, there is a buy-in. I was like, oh, well, nobody told me, and we already drafted. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Jake didn't even tell.
He just sends me an invite and goes, hey, man, join the league. And I was like, okay, cool, so it's just a bullshit league, whatever.
He didn't even tell Kyle Dennison that it was a new league. He just sent him the invite, and Kyle joined thinking that there was something wrong with my league, and so he needed to rejoin. So it wasn't until the day of the draft that Kyle found out that, no, this was a second league that he would have to pay for.
That's great.
I didn't even find out. Well, your birthday was shortly after that, and we were sitting at the bar celebrating your birthday. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just figured it was like, oh, it's just going to be a fun league. I'm not, like, there's no buy-in or anything. Matt goes, no, there's a $20 buy-in, man. I was like, what are you talking about? Nobody told me anything. The only thing I got was a Facebook message from Jake Mom saying, here, join my league. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
$25.
Oh, sorry. Whatever. $25.
$25.
$25, I make you holla.
I don't know what's going on in the
you
TV
know, like,
right
you know,
now.
I don't either, dude. I'm wondering what the fuck this halftime show's thing.
It's the Killers.
Okay, I do really enjoy that song.
I do, and I don't want to hear a live version.
I just don't like the way they look.
I just don't want to hear the live Killers at halftime. I don't.
Though the drummer looks like he could be me if I like.
It's crazy how much they've aged in the it's just crazy. Because I remember listening to these guys when I first got in the Navy. So it's funny.
Oh, no, I changed it because, I mean, I'm just reading my messages from Philip.
Ah, yeah.
Philip Johnson.
Philip made hamburger helper.
Made it thick-ass shit. Oops.
Fucking Phil.
So made a hamburger over, didn't use half a cup of water.
Why is Phil going to San Quentin?
Well, we have a buddy that is a registered nurse, and he got some, like, gig where they sent him up to San... He lives down here in San Diego, but they sent him up, and they're paying for his housing. They're paying him a boatload of money to be a nurse at San Quentin. And so he went up there. He's up there for 6 months. He'll be back, like, February or something. But... him and Phil were talking, and it looks like Phil could easily get a job there doing the same thing. So that's why he's saying that. Whether or not it happens, we'll see. But.
Raiders wide receiver Zay Jones pretended to hand out hand sanitizer as a touchdown celebration.
Yeah, that's great.
At least they're having fun with it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I'm. This whole thing's a clusterfuck. Wait.
Oh, man. I don't know what WWE is doing.
Dude, I don't either. That stuff looks like a fucking mess. Everything I've watched, all the clips I've watched with a little bit, I've gone back and online looked, and I'm just... I don't know what the fuck that shit is. That's one of the reasons I just haven't really consistently watched it. At all. I mean... Even NXT is not doing it for me right now. AEW is pretty consistently good. I gotta give them credit. Like, I do enjoy their shows each week.
Yeah.
Very little I have to critique, and you know, and again, it's just preference. I mean, and I love NXT, but right now NXT is hurting, and I don't like how it's kind of booked, and I don't know. And like I said, I've been distracted with all the political bullshit going on lately, so.
So, did y'all catch the end of the Lakers game?
Yes, AD's fucking shot was wonderful. That was clutch. And then he said Kobe.
Yeah.
I love that he did that. That was great.
That was a great shot.
Such a clean shot, too.
Yeah.
Really clean. I love it.
I was watching something on, I think it was like ESPN. They were sitting there like, something about, he had a 22% chance of making the shot.
Jesus.
Because of how close Jokic was.
Yeah, and the angle, too, which he kind of... Because he kind of leans back a little bit, and he has to get it over him. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Guy has such a good shot, though. Jesus.
It was close as hell.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Miami in LA.
By the way, apparently an expert has said that the U.S. has an out-of-control population of super pigs that are able to grow up to... about 3 feet in height and over 500 pounds.
Wait, what?
And I don't see why this is a problem. It just sounds like bacon.
It sounds like more bacon.
Yeah, so we're going to have an excess amount of bacon coming up?
But the question is it pumped full of hormones and all this other bullshit that's going to, like, not be good for us?
No, I think these are wild pigs.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Oof.
I think. I don't know. I'm not clicking on the article. I'm not trying to give Fox 5 San Diego any traction.
No.
Although they're not the worst news...
they're not terrible.
The worst in town here in San Diego is KUSI.
Oh, God, they're the worst.
They are just, like, unapologetically right-wing.
Yep. Dude, a state of emergency was declared for Louisville Police Department ahead of the Breonna Taylor announcement. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen.
They're not going to arrest the police officers that killed Breonna Taylor.
No, they're not. Yeah, it's... Shit's gonna probably hit the fan. And then in New York, we had the, we had the New York NYPD officer who was arrested by the FBI, for basically spying on Tibetans and funneling information to the Chinese, party and all that. Well, basically a spy.
Well, did you hear about that guy that was doing anti-Fauci tweets?
Yes.
Was like one of his like post people.
Yep, yep. He had like a whole other sub account. Yeah.
How about this one? Colts linebacker Darius Leonard gave away his gloves to a fan in the crowd yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
His wedding ring was in the glove.
Oh crap!
Damn.
So.
That sucks.
Hopefully, he can ask. That's gonna be tough.
Dude, if I were that fan, I would be like, I would bring that shit back.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if I could be able to. You know,
I couldn't hold on to someone's wedding ring like that. Nah. That's just me. But there are a lot of shitty people out there, so, I mean, someone stole my wedding ring on my ship. I had to go replace it. My original one? It's fucking lame, man.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Leaked files contain more evidence of criminal links to one of the biggest one of the biggest donors to Boris Johnson's Conservative Party.
Shocking. Cool. They're all fucking corrupt.
High school quarterback finished a game with 6 touchdowns. That's 5 more touchdowns than he has arms.
That's
true. I can't even like impressed is like
yeah, I got
the
none.
Grossest understatement of the millennia.
You like how I set that up? Like, yeah, so a high school quarterback threw some touchdowns. What's the? He's okay. He's an amputee and only has one arm. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Give him that.
It's what we call handicapable.
Oh, bro.
Dude, I've seen some like prosthetics that they have out now. They're like crazy, super smart.
So well, a little
like full arms that like. Yeah. Look like, you know, like, I don't know if you guys ever played Metal Gear, Metal Gear Solid freaking arms. Like, yeah.
Well, I used to play softball with my parents in their league.
Yeah.
And one of the guys in the league, he lost his arm in a motorcycle accident, so he caught and threw left-handed. But he could crush the ball one-handed. Like, I'm talking, like, he cleared the fence multiple times one-handed, just...
Okay. If they put their mind to something, you can do what you want, man.
And the craziest thing about it was, is he didn't bat lefty though; he bat righty.
So he's coming in like
that makes sense.
One of the prettiest swings I've ever seen. Woo! But yeah, I guess for the team he played for, he was a ringer because he actually played like more competitive softball in other leagues and shit. I guess he was a really good first baseman.
Sorry, apparently I had to press pause.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Little piece of wrestling news. Any of you who listened to Jim Cornette might have heard a segment he did recently where he was thinking of tag team names for Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss, and obviously being very homophobic during the whole thing.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't bother listening to it.
So they fired back today by gaining the permission to use the name the Midnight Express.
The new Midnight Express.
Yeah, which is the tag team that he managed when he became famous. So it'll be interesting to see how much more homophobic the rant's going to be now.
Oh, he's going to...
I see people calling it petty, and I'm like...
Are you kidding me? Have you heard Cornette at all?
I mean, Cornette buries Joey Janela all the fucking time. God forbid he fucking get one over on him.
And
Jim Cornette.
And yeah, I was going to say, Jim Cornette's not this bastion of liberal ideology that we all need to fucking, like, defend.
He's just as shitty as most of those people that he fucking shits on.
Exactly. He's not any better than fucking Trump supporters the way he fucking is. So he can just go fuck himself.
Yeah, that's a P.I.
Yeah,
that was definitely a PI.
Well, it's the
Saints. Offensive
too.
Or defensive?
Defense. Well, of course, it's the Saints. We know how to do defensive PI.
Okay.
That should have happened to us.
That shit should not have, like...
Adamar?
Yeah, I definitely think it should have been the Saints. That Rams-Patriots Super Bowl was awful.
Yeah, it was just...
It's one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever seen.
Let's see.
That's called molestation.
It's definitely.
Yeah, he was all up in his business.
Well, you're gonna have to show him on the dolly where I touched you, buddy. That's what that was. That's what that was. I'm a Marine,
here's
dude. I have a real fucked sense of humor, my dude.
Both my parents are a neighbor, man. I have 8 older brothers.
We'll see how that goes. Like I said, like I was telling you earlier, you learn to be quick mentally and physically. You learn when to run away, and you learn how to talk shit.
Yeah.
So today's Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So Florida Man is a game that we play where whatever day we're recording, we just Google Florida Man and the date and find the best
Florida headline. Man segment. Or headline, yeah.
And this one doesn't even have a story connected to it. It's literally just a headline. Puppy shoots Florida man, deputies say.
The fuck?
Oh, no, hold on. There's a read more.
Wait, did you say puppy shoots Florida man?
A man who tried to shoot 7 puppies was shot himself when one of the dogs put its paw on the revolver's trigger. Oh, so this is a Hero of the Week segment.
Ah, I was like, this just went...
All right,
Doc.
I would like to nominate that man for a Darwin Award because he definitely was not the fittest there.
Yeah, you got shot by a dog, bro.
Bro, yeah. This guy's a fucking piece of shit. The man said he decided to shoot the 3-month-old shepherd mixed dogs in the head because he couldn't find them a home. I find that to be bullshit.
Old? I find that complete garbage. That is such fucking bullshit because I know tons of people that would probably take those dogs versus them getting put down. Get the fuck out of here. Hell, I would take one of those dogs versus putting them down, like, so I can find a home.
Unfortunately, it was only a 38, so he only got minor injuries to his wrist. But good for that dog.
Yeah, good for that dog. And maybe they'll take his animals and not let him go.
Hopefully he didn't kill all of the rest of them. Jesus. Well, by the way, I went with that one instead of the very first one because the very first one was a Florida group home worker arrested for leaving Down syndrome man in a van so long that he died of heat exposure.
Jesus.
Well, so that's the guy that the dog should have also shot.
So yeah, that one wasn't as... let's see.
What's wrong with people, man?
A lot. The entirety of humanity is just a giant piece of shit. And it's just a matter of whether or not you're a shiny piece of shit or not.
Well, I think social media and, you know, people like Trump have exacerbated the issue.
Oh, most definitely.
So tired of Trump. Here's the thing, I don't like Biden, but it's like I just want to go back to not having to worry about the president getting killed every day.
It's like a fucking bumper sticker that says,
I'm really
fine,
scared somebody's going to
Biden,
win.
But I'm not, what is it?
Biden. But I'm not happy.
It says, but this is bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It says, Biden, but this is bullshit.
Fine, Biden, but this is bullshit.
That's where I'm at.
I like the post that Matt, like, seems to have come up every year, or every 4 years for the voting. And he shares it with me and Phil every single time. And it says, it's like a meme that says, guys, I'm really scared somebody's going to win.
There's that one. And another one I like to share that I posted during the second Obama election, I believe, and that was no matter which side you're on, putting a presidential bumper sticker on the back of your car makes you look like an idiot in hindsight.
It does. I mean, I bought a Bernie...
Jacobs jumped but did not make it in. The Raiders saying he did. I don't believe he
not
did.
Not even close.
Well, of course the Raiders are going to say it.
Even when I was supporting Bernie to an extent, and I got a bumper sticker because they mailed me one because I bought a shirt, which I don't know happened to it, but I never put it on anything because I was just like, no.
I mean, I don't want to put a bumper sticker on my car anyway. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to fuck up my resale value.
That's kind of the whole thing with me. I don't need a bumper sticker on my fucking car because some asshole at some point is going to be like, I'm going to fuck Bernie and just keep my car or some shit. Because it's happened a bunch, and you know, but the thing is, it's happened.
Oh, he fumbled it!
Trump supporters too. Oh shit, he fumbled it.
Well, there's a fight.
Oh!
You might as well have taken your helmet off and swung it at him, buddy. You're gonna get suspended for that push.
I'm probably not.
Oh man!
He didn't engage him.
They didn't even throw a flag.
Oh shit!
Good job,
buddy. Right up on his balls. It just rolled up off a sack and out there.
So basically, Carr just didn't even fucking grab
the ball.
That was
a sack fumble.
So the Killers are currently trending, and the best tweet I've found so far is, if you told me the Killers were a band consisting entirely of magicians, I'd believe you.
That's fair. So back to bumper stickers real quick. I have two favorite ones. One, don't get me wrong, I am not like an anti-animal rights person, but one is No Thumbs, No Mercy.
That's great.
This is one of the bumper stickers I saw. That was like probably one of my favorite ones. I've lost that one all of a sudden.
I have a good one for you. You might like Pete.
What's that?
One of the best bumper stickers I ever saw was Nuke Gay Whales for Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
Nuke Gay Whales for Jesus.
Offensive across the board.
And the Raiders are in.
Yep, 24-17.
Spooz has probably one of the best Jesus shirts I've ever seen in my life. I was telling Jason about this earlier.
The Ninjesus.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit, it's Ninjesus. And it's got Jesus with karate outfit on. It was great.
Here's another one. That song did not rock nearly as hard as the Killers think it did. Yeah. Did not realize that John Mulaney was the lead singer of the Killers.
That's kind of what he looks like.
That's what's reminding me of it. So the other bumper sticker was "Hipsters is what you get when you tell everybody that they matter."
So apparently, the lead singer of the Killers is named Brandon Flowers, but not that Brandon Flowers who played for the Chiefs and the Chargers.
No.
Different Brandon Flowers.
Hipsters is what you get when you tell every kid that they're special.
Fake SportsCenter tweets report Vegas Raiders chose the Killers to perform their halftime show in an effort to maintain small crowds. This one's great too. Truly have no idea why the Killers are playing Mr. Brightside on ESPN in the year 2020.
Well, because I don't think they've had anything that's come out since then.
They haven't had anything
out. They've had like two albums since then. That's it.
It's been a while since.
Well, it shows you how much I give a shit about the Killers.
I stopped listening to them a long time ago. I mean, there was a period of time where I listened to them, but I haven't consistently listened to them in 5-10 years.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break, come back.
Smoke break.
Smash break.
Second half of the podcast. So, bleep, bleep, bleep. And we're back from break.
What up, what up?
I'm going to open with this. It's a tweet I just came across. And it says, police are pleading with the right-wing crowd, which may include Proud Boy members, to move back to where their rally was supposed to be. So where's the tear gas and all that shit?
They don't do that shit for white people. It's like those guys in Michigan. It showed up in the Capitol building with fucking assault rifles. I don't understand how none of them got charged with that shit. Like, you should not be allowed to walk into a fucking government building with a goddamn assault rifle for any reason.
Well, did you see the picture of the guy buying a fucking Subway sandwich with a fucking RPG on his back?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They would have fucking shut down 3 city blocks and fucking had a standoff if that was a black dude.
So, I was at this, like, I've been around both of it, because, like, one of my brothers is black, I've been around, you know, like, I was raised in Spring Valley, I'm based up here at Hills, tourist, there's a lot of.
I lived off Wobbloon.
And I'm the only white guy in my family, my foster family. Like, I'm the only white kid. So, like, you know, like, I've been around a bunch of it. Like, I've seen it, like, go both ways. Like, yep. I've seen, like, the racism towards black people, and I've definitely been, like, noticed when I'm, like, that was white privilege that just helped me out.
Oh, the Navy's exactly. I mean, it's like a microcosm thing.
Oh, both my parents are in the Navy. And, like, my real dad is, like, one of the least, like, fucking racist people you ever meet. And, you know, one of the things that he put it, like, back in the day was, like, you know, when you're in the Navy and you're on a boat, like, if there's fire, everybody's got to be doing the same job.
We're not worried about the fucking.
Well, no, it's like, you got, it doesn't matter what he looks like at that point. Like, you got to fucking, like, I got to trust you to do your job.
And that was kind of my thought process on it when I got into the Navy, because I was slightly racist when I got in a little bit, because of the way I would, you know, just the situation I was in. Yeah. But that changed rather quickly. It's like for that very reason. And I think I was more homophobic than I was anything. But that changed really quickly.
I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Hulu. And like, so the captain of the division, whatever, he's I can't think of the actor's name, but he's funny as hell.
and his character is a black gay guy.
The bald black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Not Terry Crews.
No, the other one. Yeah.
But he is hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah, I heard the show's pretty good. I just haven't given it...
It's funny. It's like a little
My wife loves it. She actually binged through all that's on Hulu in like a week and a half.
Yeah, I've gone through three seasons and I started.
It's
on
a 3-2. You guys are on your way back. You got a little less than 10 back, 10 left.
Yay!
But yeah, I started it on Friday and I've gone through like three seasons, and that's with me like actually going out and doing like shit throughout the day and not sitting there and just watching it all day.
So apparently, an 1,800-year-old Roman penis carving was found etched into a wall in Rome.
Wow.
So, I mean, even 1,800 years ago, we were drawing penises on shit.
Hey, you know what? When you're proud of something, you're proud of something.
Also, parents, please do not sit on your kids. All right? That's some of the shit I see you scrolling through Facebook. Also, we didn't mention it on the pod. We didn't mention it when we were paused, but... Michael Jordan is starting up a NASCAR team.
Yep, Bubba Wallace will be his first driver. That boy's about to get out. That guy's about to get a whole fucking shitload of money.
So yeah, Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan will be the owners of this team, and Bubba Wallace
it's
will be
the
there.
NBA team that he was hoping for, but hey, you know.
Well,
he's still got the ability.
He's got the Hornets.
He's still got the Hornets.
Well, I thought he's just like.
I don't think he's majority owner, is he?
Not an owner.
No, he has a stake in the Hornets.
I'm sure he has like a stake, but he's like not like a major.
I told who, Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
He has a stake in the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
Oh, Capitals? I didn't know about Capitals.
Yes. Yeah.
The team is largely owned by NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan, who acquired the controlling interest in 2010. So he is the majority owner of the Charlotte Hornets.
Huh. I thought he was just like the head of operations, whatever.
I think he was the president at first.
When they were the Bobcats, I think he was.
That's interesting. But
talk about the worst basketball name ever. Too.
All right, we're gonna jump into another one of these games we play.
Mm.
This one, Pete, is famous birthdays. So I Google whose birthday it is today that's famous. You guys are going to guess their age and their net worth.
Oh, but you're going to tell us who it is. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to tell us who it is. Okay. We just have
guess
to guess
the person, too.
We just have to guess the age and net worth.
Unfortunately, okay. We didn't get a lot of good ones last week.
Normally, me and Jason go 50-50. He's usually good on the money, and I'm usually good on the age. Sometimes he's good on both, and sometimes I'm good on both, but more often we split it.
All right, we're
starting. I'm going to nail this, sucker. Let's do this.
Starting this week off with Stephen King.
Ooh. Today was his birthday.
83.
Oh,
and,
I'm not going to say how old he is.
Fuck. I'm going to say...
Is this price of price 150
million?
No, you can... It's whoever's closest.
Whoever's closest.
Okay.
All right. I got to say... I'm going to say 70. 85 million?
I think you're actually closer.
I was actually thinking 77, like mid-70s.
Splitting the difference.
Yeah, so splitting the difference on that one. And then net worth. Oh, God. That one, I'm going to say he's definitely he's definitely fucking over six figures. I'm going to say 100 mil.
He is 73.
Jason's got the age.
And 500 million.
Oh, I got close.
Wow!
Think of how many books.
This is true. And the movie
from the 70s. That's true, man. I didn't even think about that.
And they're still making Stephen King movies.
Yeah, he still gets royalty checks.
He's still writing books.
Yeah.
He's working on a sequel to It.
Yeah.
Well, he just got paid for Dr. Sleep, and that movie did really well.
That
it was good. The ending disappointed me, but I mean, they relied too much on The Shining. But it was good, and it's definitely worth watching.
I do actually like the fact that they brought in a lot of the boiler room.
I did too.
Where they pretty much excluded it from The Shining. Where that was actually like a main part of the book.
It was a big part, yeah.
Stephen King hates the movie.
I haven't read all of his books, but every book that I have read, I do like.
Which ones haven't you read?
God, yeah,
have you read the Dark Tower series?
I actually have that on my Kindle, and I'm on the second book.
Oh, bro.
But I like the movie. But
so, all right.
It's like the first two books combined. It's awesome.
Yeah. So, it gets real deep, book three. Book five, Wizarding Glass, Akala, is one of my favorite. Wizarding Glass is four.
That's
bad. That one's great, too.
That was my favorite.
That one's great, too. But book five, Wolves of the Kala, you see a lot of tie-ins from Salem's Lot and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you deal with Priest Callahan and shit.
So, Stephen King is actually, like, if I were to choose, like, favorite authors, he would be, like, second. My favorite one is Dan Brown. He's the one that did, like, Angels and Demons.
Yep, I read Da Vinci Code in high school.
Da Vinci Code, like, I read all of his books. Yeah. I think, dude, he is very thorough on his, like,
research.
And, like, a lot of the shit that he brings up is, like...
Well, a lot of people try to give him credit for the whole Jesus has a bloodline thing. I'm like, no, that came from a whole book called Holy Blood, Holy Grail. It came out
in the 80s. I'm with you there. Stephen King is my second. Personally, my favorite author is W.E.B. Griffin. He does a lot of, one of my favorite, my two favorite book series of his are, is The Brotherhood of War. It's a 10 or 11 book series, but it spans from just after the end, or just near the end of World War II, the timeline, to the beginning of Vietnam. And it fought, but it's like factual fiction. Like he uses actual historical facts and events or whatnot. But he writes fictional characters into it.
What's the name of that?
W.E.B. Griffin.
Phil probably is it.
Another, my actual favorite series of his is called The Core, which takes place from starting in the late 30s in China with the Marine Corps and leads into the beginning of Korea. The way the author does it is that he has, like, a few main characters that float in and out of each other's lives and story throughout the whole book. So you'll be on like chapter four, but it'll say chapter four, part one. And then that'll be like five or six pages. And then part two. And you'll start seeing overlap between each parts because all the characters interact with each other throughout. It's really interesting how he does it, but he also brings in a lot of actual people. Like he like writes real people like FDRs in a lot of books and shit like that. Like,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Actual like Admiral Nimitz is in The Core.
He uses historical figures.
Yeah, he actually uses real actual history. He's not
Dan Brown does similar stuff.
He's not like stupid in depth like Tom Clancy's stupid shit. Because don't get me wrong, I do enjoy Tom Clancy's book, but I don't need to know the fucking specs of
So the same with Tolkien. Like, I get it. Like, dude, The Hobbit was a great book. I like that one, but I couldn't read...
Lord of Rings is hard to get through.
I'm like, sorry, I don't need to read a whole chapter on the hair... about the hair that's on top of Hobbit feet. I don't want to read a whole chapter on that shit.
I mean, Christopher had a hard time getting through.
My mom's a huge Lord of the Rings nerd. When she was 10, she got mono. So, she had 6 weeks in her room, so she read... The Hobbit Lord of the Rings twice in that 6 week span.
Yeah, that's when I read The Hobbit.
And now she reads it. She reads all of it at least once a year.
Oof, I don't do that.
So
I can't do that.
Yeah.
So Lord of the Rings is like, I come from a family of nerddom in general, whether it be sports, comic books, movies, music, books, TV, whatever. Like nerddom is just my household.
Have you met Phil?
I have not.
Man, you and Phil get along, right?
You and Phil get along.
He's a history major.
Okay, alright, so my best friend Sean I was telling you about, he's actually getting his master's to be a high school history teacher.
Okay.
He's
Phil, you should do that.
Oh yeah, me and Phil always have good discussions. I love talking to
Phil. Phil is like...
My mom's a physics teacher.
Stupid smart.
So... Oh,
yeah. Alright.
But anyways...
That was good.
I was going to say, you brought up yesterday that last week you had... go ahead, do what you're doing.
Yeah, we still have some to go.
Oh, we're doing
here.
More. I thought we were just doing one guy.
No, okay.
It depends, like...
Depends on how many famous birthdays there are that are worth doing.
Okay.
And the next one's worth doing. And that's Bill Murray.
Oh!
How old is Bill Murray? How much is he worth?
Cool as fuck.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to say 63.
and he's worth, God, he's got to be over 100 million. I'm going to say 150 mil.
I'm going to go 79, and I'm going to say 120 million.
I'm going to say 75, and I'm going to say 175 million.
I think he got it on both counts because he's 69 and worth 142.
Nice.
You said
75, but you
said 79.
He said 63.
I actually would have been closer than. No, me and you, he split the difference between us.
Yeah.
Because we were both six off.
Yeah, you said 70s.
But you got him on the money.
Yeah.
Next one up is Dave Coulier.
I don't even know who
Uncle,
that is.
You do, though. He was the he's the uncle from Full House that wasn't John Stamos.
Oh!
Son of a bitch.
I know who you're talking
Jeff
about.
Jeff Daniels, like Jeff doppelganger Daniel. Kind.
Yeah!
That's a tough one. See, I haven't seen
I'm just going to base it off of Jeff Daniels. It's great.
Well,
remember this when you're thinking about it. He was probably what? Mid-30s on Full House?
Yeah,
he started actually mid-20s.
Still, I mean...
What's the difference on this
Full
one?
House aired in the...
One.
End of 80s. End of the 80s. 89.
Into the
90s.
Into the mid-90s.
Yeah, mid-90s for sure.
All right, so hit me.
I'm going to say he is 65, 20 million.
I'm going to say 62. I'm going to say 8 million.
I'm going to go 68 and 20 million.
He is 61.
Fuck.
And he's worth 5.
Fuck. Jason got them both.
We both said 20 million. I was like, I think in my head, like, is there anything else I've seen this guy in that even remotely would make money? I'm like, no, he hasn't been in anything else. Like, that would make money.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton from... The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, okay. Carlton. The fake Chris Paul.
This guy, yeah.
Fake Chris Paul. Jason, I think it's your turn to go first, so we'll let you go first.
He hasn't really done shit else with that.
He hosts game shows on the Game Show Network.
Okay, yeah, but, I mean, he's not pulling, like, massive bank off that. Okay, I gotta say 42 and... 6 mil?
I'm going to say 49 and 10 mil.
Shit, I'm trying to think of, like, when did Fresh Prince?
Mid-90s.
Late 80s, mid-90s.
I think it started in 92.
Yeah.
I thought it started...
It wasn't as long as people think.
I want to say it was, like, mid-90s that it ended, and I want to say he was in his 20s. Like, I'm going to say he's 25. So I'm going to say 55... No, 50. I'm going to say 50. Yeah, even though I think that's still... Wait, what age did you guys say?
I said 42.
And yeah, what did you say?
Jake?
I said 48. Or 49. I said 49, my bad.
I'll just go 45, and I'm going to say 7 million.
49, 7.
Nice.
Nice. Damn, we nailed that shit.
You guys got
that.
That's
a good
high five. Excellent.
That was a good high five. I was thinking 50 because I was like, man, he was probably like 25 when that shit ended.
All right, we got a couple other good ones. Actually, I think just one more good one.
That's bullshit, Burger King. I've worked there. There's no fucking way that stuff's all natural. Anyways.
How long ago did you work there, Jason?
Like 17 years ago.
After Luke Wilson.
Oh! Huh. Idiocracy.
One of the greatest movies.
Alright, I'll go first on this one. I'm going to say he is 42 and he's worth, I'm going to say 18 mil.
What'd you say age wise?
42.
I'm going to say 45. I'm going to say 35 mil, too. Or 35 mil, 45, yeah.
Jason?
gonna say 45, and I'm gonna say 25 mil.
Luke Wilson is worth 30 million, and he is also 49.
I had
30.
Bitch. 35 mil.
So. Yeah, 35. So you guys split the difference on the on money. Mm. And then you said
45.
45.
I said 42.
42. I said 42.
All right.
I thought you said 48.
Well, whoever's listening knows.
Whoever's listening knows.
Yep.
All right, so that was famous birthdays. Now, for our probably our final segment, last week we told you a story about our friend Jaden getting saved outside of a bar in East County, San Diego. Ooh. We now bring on to the podcast, he's been here the whole time, but we're letting you know now that this is the man who saved him.
No, we actually sent him out the door, made him come back in, and then introduced him.
Boom, there he is. So he's going to tell us the actual story, stuff that we might have missed. I know I didn't get everything right, so Pete, go ahead.
Alright, so the way I remember it, my brother and his cousin were at bar. I can't even think of the name anymore.
Cuckoo Club.
The Cuckoo Club, yeah. Mm. And so when I pulled up, I pulled up like opposite of the Choppers. And I was like, yeah, I'm not parking anywhere near that because I'm not stupid. And we're in Santee where it is definitely biker area. Mm-hmm. So I pulled on to the other side. And so I started walking over to the bar to go get my brother and his cousin. And as I'm walking over, I look over and there's this big tall guy just who looks like he should be in a biker gang, kissing on a bike.
Oh shit!
And then he looked at me, he's like, "What are you looking at?" Because he's drunk as shit. And I was like, "Hey man, you want to piss on your bike? You can piss on your bike. I don't give a shit." He's like, "This ain't my bike." And kicked it like full on like Spartan kick.
Jesus Christ!
And like kicked it over. And of course, you know the way bikers roll. They got somebody
sitting at the
door. My
father took a crowbar to somebody for that.
Yeah, they got somebody at the door that's watching over everything out front, sees him do this, and yells out, "What the fuck?" And then I look over, and he disappears inside. I look at Jaden's drunk ass, and keep in mind, I don't know this guy from Lucy or whatever, but I knew what the fuck was going to happen. So I looked at him and was like, "Dude, get in the car." Like,
right
I like
now.
Basically, like, shoved him over to the car, put him in the car, jump in the car, and I start to tick out, and Jake Mom runs up. I don't know who the fuck it is, but he comes up, he starts talking to her, he's like, hey, you're taking my friend. I was like, I don't know who you are, I don't know if you're his friend or not, but you're saying you are, you're not trying to rip him out of the car, so I'm getting him the fuck out of here, so get in the car too. So Jake Mom hopped in the back seat, and because Jane's drunk as shit in the fucking passenger seat.
Oh yeah.
And probably didn't even know what the hell he did at that point.
No.
And so, like, we just take off. I just take off. I don't even know where the hell I'm going. And Jake Mom's sitting there yelling at Jaden, like, "You fucking idiot. Like, did you really kick over her bike?"
And remember, Jake knew the guy whose bike
it was. Yeah. Ugh. So,
He died shortly after that.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah.
But, so then I'm driving, and, like, I just start driving around. I'm like, so just so you guys know, I don't know where the fuck I'm taking you.
You weren't even 21 yet, right?
No, I wasn't even 21. I was picking him up because my youngest brother is 5 years old. And he's at the Cougar Club getting drunk off the with his cousin. And I was just there to go pick them up because I had gotten off work. And they're like, hey, whenever you get off work, come pick us up from here. Okay, cool. But so, like, we're driving around. I'm like, yeah, so I don't know where the fuck to go. And Jake Mom's in his back seat. He's like, I don't even know where the fuck I am right now, actually, to be honest. Like, because I think he wasn't drunk, but he was, like, definitely tipsy. So I think he was, like, having a hard time finding his bearings. Finally, he figures it out, and, like, we get to Stoney's house, and I get them out of the car. I, like, get out of the car. I'm like, yo, y'all good? All right, cool. I still have to go pick up my brother and his fucking cousin from the Cougar Club, where, you know, there's a bunch of fucking like raging Hell's Angels over there. I knew they were fine because they weren't anywhere near involved in it. And I will give them this: they don't fucking bikers don't go after people if you know they're not fucking involved. But
no, I used to live up the street from that, like right around.
I still live.
So I was like, okay, they'll be fine there. But I was like, they'll be fine there. But I still gotta go pick them up. So
He left him there. Fucking, what, like ten years later or some shit?
It was, yeah.
We're sitting at Jaden's house, and
I started
telling the story about, like, me. They're like, oh yeah, the Goo Club, and I was like, oh man, I had to save some drunk asses fucking life from that place. And I started telling the story, and Matt's like, holy shit, that was Jaden.
Yeah, I start, like, because I'm like, I know this story already. Like, and it starts to fucking, like, really fuck with me, because I'm like, I know this story, but how do you know this story? Timelines aren't matching. We didn't know you then. And then it's just like, yeah, well, that's just sort of what happened.
That's fucking crazy.
I was fucking, it took me, like, 15 minutes to, like, wrap my head around everything. And then Jaden's wife was like, well, thank you, Pete.
She was like, well, thank you for making it so that he was alive for me to marry him later on. That's great. I was like, this is my wedding present. I think it was shortly after the wedding. It might have been like...
right before, actually.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere around the wedding. I was like, yep, there's my wedding present. I gave you Jaden.
They moved in right before they got married. Oh, man. So.
That's funny.
That shit blew my mind when I first heard it.
Drew Brees is not helping you out much tonight, my man.
Yeah, so me and Matt are going to end up having to flip a coin over this fucking bet. Because America, we don't accept
the ties. We could go...
I have a D20 out there you can roll. I roll wins.
We could go a combined score, but... because it would probably be fairly close.
Mm. Yeah, because... I don't know if Jared Cook got any touchdowns.
Hold on, somebody pull out their calculator. I just want to see what this is.
All right.
Because we can change this right now, but...
181.82. Mm-hmm. Plus 115.7. 297.52. Okay, and then 153.18. Plus 142.12.
New Orleans, Saints. Oh, yeah. 7.6.
295.3.
So, I don't remember.
I have it on my own, too.
I have it by...
You have it by 2 points. For total score.
But there's still time left in the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
And
for Drew Brees to tack on more points.
Yeah.
Cook and Drew Brees get 2 points.
You could easily lose... this game, but win overall points from the two. Easily.
Man, Denison caught up quick, though. It was 166-85. Now it's 166-32. I'm still going to win. It's 166-132. Kamara got 23.5, and Walker got
28.3. Man, so, if y'all want to take a look at the screen real quick, you can see I benched Joe Burrow because, obviously, Drew Brees. But yeah. Joe Burrow, 31.5 points. Fucking DeSean Jackson... who I was debating between putting him in over James Conner because I didn't know if he was going to play, and I figured if he did play, he's going to be on a snap count. I put A.J. Green, and was debating between him and DeSean Jackson, and, of course, fucking DeSean Jackson went at least 12.5. So if I had played James Conner and Joe Burrow, this would have been an easy sweep. But, of course, I made that fuck up.
Oh, and
but, of course, like, why would I put Joe Burrow?
You both deserve a cookie, though. I just want to tell the podcast people out there that one of their names, Pete, is not fat. I'm Chubb. Brilliant. Love it. And then Matt's is Pandemic at the Disco. Fucking great. Just fantastic, gentlemen.
Oh, you'll like my other team name. So, these are our team names for the other ones. Matt is the Quarantine.
That's good.
My team name is Rolling a Gram of Blunt.
Wait, what?
Rolling a Gram of Blunt.
Do you know what my team name is for the league that we're all in? Dude, where's my car? With two R's at the end.
Love it.
For a while, at one point, I had Amari Cooper and Cooper Cup, and mine was
that's good.
Two Coopers, one Cup.
That's I like good. His. His is Maker Do Landry.
I've had that forever.
That's fucking great, though, dude.
Yeah. I was like, two Coopers, one Cup. I was like,
this is great, dude.
What was yours last year that was really good?
I had a couple of them. At one point, Will Disley was killing it for my team before he got hurt, so I was no Disley-spect. And then after he got hurt...
Before that, it was someone with Gurley.
2 years ago I had something to do with Girly Gone Wild.
That's
yeah. Yeah.
And last year Jake had jerking off to girly pics.
Yeah.
But I changed no disrespect mid-season after Pops from Friday died and changed it to put some hot sauce on my Breda, baby.
That's good.
So, just to, I would like, you know, to go through some of these names, which I think are hilarious. One of these team names is A Boy Named Sue. Fresh Prince of Hell-Air.
Yeah, that one's great.
Barkley Cheddar Soup.
That's good.
That one's been around
Fake
for a while.
Fake It Till You Drake It. Knocking on Evan's Door. Here's one of my personal favorites. Amari Miss Jackson.
Amari Miss Jackson!
Woo! I am for real!
Of course, you got Jake Mom there, the natural born Kylers.
Air McNair Boom.
Call of Judy, which I think it should be Judge Judy.
That would be funnier. Call of Judy's good, but Judge Judy would be funnier.
But I think that one's, isn't that one Ranahan?
Yeah, that's Ranahan.
Yeah, so that makes sense because he's all
Anytime
about
it's a
Judy.
Broncos player.
Mm. Yeah. And then, Bad Juju. Missy, Spooz's wife. Catalina Winemixon.
That was good.
Which,
do you like that one? Cobra Kai Forbath.
That's good.
By the way, real quick, on the topic of Kai Forbath, I just want you guys to attempt to pronounce his full name.
Who?
Kai Forbath. Hold on, I'm bringing it up here.
Boom. Who's that one NFL player that has a really stupid name that's just ridiculous?
Okay.
Not stupid.
Why isn't it not coming up?
Wasn't that it? That's up?
That's the shortened name.
Oh, his full name? Oh.
Oh, I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
Jason, I will say, I do like your team name. Make or do Landry.
Yeah.
Fairbairn.
That's where my go-to.
Well. Fairbairn is the guy. So, he's currently the kicker for the Texans. And so this is his full name. John Christian Kai Mika.
Is he an Islander?
Yeah. I got family that lives
not
in Hawaii.
That.
I'm sure they can figure
not
that out.
That.
But I will look at it and be like, I don't know. I'm
good. It looks like somebody just took a bunch of letters and went, here's his name. And nobody's going to even attempt that but me. Huh?
So I have a... My dad has two half-brothers that are Hawaiian. One of whom is only 2 years older than me. The other one, I'm 4 months older than.
Well, Phil needs more cowbell.
And,
Phil needs more cowbell. I was going to say that after.
But, whatchamacallit. No, my dad's, my uncle... My uncle Wailana, his full name is like when you write it out on a paper, it's like this big.
Holy shit. So my dad's cousin, who's this little tiny white lady, married to this gigantic black guy, who had dreads, and well, they originally lived in Philly, but because they were an interracial couple, they had to deal with a lot of shit, so they moved out to Hawaii. So they ended up having 14 kids.
Holy fucking shit.
All of them. 14 kids. But it's Islanders, that's how they do shit. They're very
white Catholics.
Yeah, so she was Catholic and he's tried to start the guy she married tried to start his own religion like four times. He like tried to start his own like Rasta sort of religion four times. Cool shit guy. Liked him, love him to pieces. He's cool as hell. But it's really funny because he's literally a gigantic fucking black guy and she's this little tiny thing. And you're just like, wow. It doesn't make sense. And you have 14 kids? And you have 14 kids?
That's insane.
I had a buddy in the Marine Corps. Fucking, he was the middle kid of like eight. And then my dad, and Catholic, and then one of my dad's friends from the Marine Corps, he was the middle of 13, but the first six were from their dad's first wife, and the second seven were from
his first wife's younger sister that he married 2 years after she passed.
Jesus.
And then they had 7 more kids afterwards.
It's a long road.
13 total siblings.
Nope.
And then, like, my friend Sean, he's the only one, he's the only full sibling he has. He has a couple half-siblings and then a bunch of step-siblings. And he's the middle of 13 as well.
I'm going crazy with 2 kids. I don't even want to, like, think of what that's like.
Well, like, what's also really cool about my family from Hawaii, all the kids have, like, gone to college, like, full-ride scholarships because they're, you know, sports out in Hawaii is very big, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, they've all, for the most part, they've all done pretty well for themselves. Like, one of my cousins lived out here for, like, 3 of them actually lived out here, but one of them, the one that lived out here longest, he lived out here for, like, 6 years. He moved back to Hawaii with his wife. He's got, like, 3 kids. They just had another kid. But he's, like, he's a police officer, shit like that. Like, he's, like, all of them, like, turned out, like, actually really good kids. But, yeah, I was like, wow, just having that many kids to, like, have to...
The anxiety from that, like, ugh. No.
I mean, it's just, like, yeah.
Might you screw with my
What do they call it in the military? It's not scheduling. It's something like, there's a term for it. Where you're basically, like, you're, like, organizing everything to run smoothly. I can't think of the name of it.
I'm drawing a blank right now, too.
But, yeah. There's a term for it, but they figured it out. So they got, like, their kids, like, full-ride scholarships. One of my cousins got, like, the Bill Gates scholarship, which is, like, a full-ride, everything-paid-for scholarship to any college you want to go to.
My grandpa's retired Navy, and so my uncles went to school out there for free. And then my oldest uncle out there, David, he runs a pig farm. So
that's how I got my degree. My dad was Navy, and my mom was Navy, so he retired. And
I got
college until I was 23. Because I think that's when it cuts off.
26 now.
Oh, 26 now?
Yeah, they've changed it a few times.
Well, that was 10 years ago, so. But, yeah, like, I got full-ride scholarship or tuition, not full-ride scholarship. But I went to SDSU, so it was basically the same.
Yeah, I basically burned through my GI Bill like an idiot because I tried to go when I first got out, didn't know what I wanted to do.
Because they give it to you all in cash, too, don't they?
Well, no, all you have to do is, I mean, it's a big fat check you get, kind of. Every, like, it's kind of like financial aid in a sense.
Yeah. But they give it to you. They don't give it to the school. Like, they give you the check and you put it in your account. You're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I mean, and you know, they'll give you like a book stipend, which honestly, considering how expensive books were, never covered it.
Yeah.
No, only part of it.
Yeah, part of it.
I took weightlifting and I had to get a book for that, and a book for just the weightlifting class, which is stupid that I had to get a book for, was fucking $35.
Dude. I had to take a statistics and behavioral sciences class.
And you can only get it at the school.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy
$375 for that fucking book.
So I was a culinary arts major up at Grossmont. My baking and pastries book alone was $580.
Yeah.
And when I sold it back to him, untouched,
a fraction of that,
I got $80 for it. Yeah. I'm like, it's still in the plastic.
Literally, like,
oh, we can't take it back if it's in the plastic. I open it, $80. I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
Oh my god, that would, I would think I'd go, oh, I'd just blow a gasket at that fucking point.
I kept it. I've actually used
it. I still have most of my books, too.
I've actually used it to teach my little sister some
Drew
shit.
Drew Brees, 50-yard touchdown. This one.
Well, Christopher wants to learn German, so that was part of the reason I kept my German ones.
I would say, living in San Diego, you should learn, if you're going to learn a language, I would go Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm choosing a language that I want to learn just because
I'm the reason he wants to learn German is because he wants to be an astrophysicist, and they're one of the leading countries in that field.
I'm half German and a quarter Italian.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm Irish and Italian, but I'm not going to lie to you, because I don't want to say I speak Gaelic.
See, my last little sliver is a mix between Irish and American Indian and French and shit like that. So, but, I grew up, and my dad's mom is first-gen Italian-American, and my dad's dad is first-gen German-American, and then my mom's dad is first-gen German-American.
So, my grandfather, who I was helping take care of until about a week ago, he's 93, 92, because he's
He's 30 years old. He had my dad when he was 30 years old, and my dad had me when he was 30 years old.
Dude,
that, okay. And and he's 30 years younger than my
dad. Dude, I got something. Okay, I have something similar with that one, too. That's weird.
But he was first generation Italian American. His parents came over, but they're Irish and Italian. My great grandfather was actually like Al Capone, kept trying to get him to work for him because he.
Okay, see, that's really fucking weird because my dad's Italian side of the family did work for Al Capone.
So he kept trying to get my grandfather to work because, like,
so are you Sicilian then?
Yeah.
Dude, this is really eerie with you, dude. Like, there's a lot of
Sicilians. So it's weird. So I say yeah, but honestly, it's not technically full Sicilian. It's, so at the very bottom of the horn. And then,
right at the boot?
Yeah, right at the boot. But then, like, so they're, like, half of them were from there, and then the other half were from Sicily, so...
Sicily at the West County, yeah. So,
I couldn't be a leader in the mob,
does the last name Ronchetti sound remotely familiar to you? No? Damn. Because if it did, that'd be fucking weird.
Oh, does that count as him getting out of bounds, or does it get...
But, it's weird because you said, like, you, your dad, and your granddad are all, like, 30 years apart.
And my great-grandfather.
And so, my mom, me, and my son are 21 years apart. So, my mom, when I was born, my mom was 21. Mm-hmm. And then, when my son was born, I was 21. So, and my mom was 42. So, when my mom turned 63, I'll be 42. My son will be 21.
That's cool. Yeah, when I was turning 30, like, I felt like there was going to be, like, a really big pressure. And, like, when I was trying to do that, you're going to have a kid at 30. Like, your firstborn son is going to be at 30. But, yeah, so that didn't work out. But, like, first, like, I was, like, all really upset about it. But, hell, I got over that shit. I was like, you know what? I'm in different times, man. 30 years old for my dad is, like, you got to have your shit together. Now, for us to be 30 years old, like, yeah, we should probably have our shit together. But it's not as frowned upon. And you gotta think, like, my grandfather at 30 years old had worked in the military, got out, got a engineering degree, and was working for Ford and, like, you know, Detroit. So,
see, for me, it's my grandpa, when he got out of the Navy, my grandpa's Iowa farmer, raised. So he went to driving truck when he got out of the Navy, which oddly enough, my dad's older brother, Don, he's been driving. Like I said, everybody's Navy or Marine Corps with me, my dad, and my brother.
Yeah.
And so, like, my grandpa and my uncle Don were both aircraft mechanics in the Navy. Just my grandpa did 26 years and retired, whereas my uncle only did 6.
Yeah.
But my uncle's been driving truck for almost 40 years. They gave him the name the Wizard of Oz because he's got, I think he's close to about 7 million safe driving miles, and he's only been in 3 accidents, which were not his fault. He was actually hit.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, that's why they call him
Oz. My brother does truck driving. Yeah, so, like, it's actually funny because, like, Matt will attest to this. So, Phil is literally, like my doppelganger, my best friend. Like, usually, like, when we go out, like, we go out together. But, he's not here today because he's got to work, because he's working 102 hours this week. Sticking to the man, Phil. But it was funny. So when I first met him, Matt brought him into Press Box where I was managing and bartending. So I was bartending when they sat down at the bar. They're sitting down at the bar. I look at Matt. I'm like, okay, I already know Matt. And I was like, okay, what do you want to drink? We have 32 rotating taps, so Matt orders a good craft beer on draft. Like, a Phil. I was like, all right, what can I get you, man? What's your name, by the way? I'm Pete. Like, oh, Phil, he's like, oh, I'll take a pint of Heineken. I was like, no, you can shut up and order a beer like a real man. We got 32 rotating taps. And he looked right at me. He's like, we're going to be best friends. Lo and behold, like, his dad grew up in Chicago. His dad joined the Navy about the same time my dad. Like, they all came. He was like, dude, it's surprising that, like, they don't know each other and they're not friends. I was like, yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's fucking
great. Yeah, he was like, yeah, it sounds like our dads would be best friends. But then his dad's, like, really Republican. My dad's like, I like Roush.
He's just not as vocal, I guess I would say. But yeah. Anyways, I figure we should probably go to a smoke break pretty soon.
Or you heard the man.
I don't know.
I'll just repeat that. Bring us back in. So, my sophomore year was Pete's freshman year, and we went to rival high schools. I went to Grosmont, he went to Helix. Oddly enough, he graduated with both of my sister-in-laws. Or, well, would have.
Yeah.
But, the last year that Grosmont played Helix, when they were still in the same district, was my sophomore year.
They're not in the same district anymore?
Not anymore,
that's
now.
Fucking weird.
But, it was a clean hit on Alex Smith, but I blindsided him. And I was, like, pulling that intimidation shit, and Pete came over
and was, like, tight,
like, that, fuck you, you're not pulling that type of shit with me. And it almost turned
into
a nice
You're not doing that to my boy.
And it almost turned into a nice little scuffle on the field.
That's funny.
Yeah.
This is really fucking eerie with me and Pete, like.
It's funny.
Oh, I love it, dude. I love how small my world always gets. Like, my world gets smaller by the year. I can't. My parents say I can't go anywhere without running
into
people.
So what's also funny is this is one of the reasons why me and Phil only go to like certain places a lot of times, because all the time we're like, oh, we should go try out some new places, like go drinking, whatnot. So every time we go to somewhere new, we always run into somebody that one of us knows.
Oh, dude, I've been in San Francisco, ran into people I hadn't seen since like middle school. Yeah. Like I said, my children were in Iraq. I graduated high school with, and we hadn't seen each other in 2 years, 3 years at that point. Like, just I can't go anywhere without running into people I know. I went to boot camp with people I knew from the East Coast, because they just happened to get recruited on this side of the Mississippi, so they went to West Coast boot camp. So it works. Wherever you're recruited out of, if you're west of the Mississippi, you go to MCRD San Diego, or if you're east of the Mississippi, you go to Parris Island for the Marine Corps.
Makes sense.
So, or if you're in the Army, where whatever base is the specialty for what you're doing, you just go to basic there.
Logistics. That was the word I was looking for earlier.
Yeah.
A logistician?
Yeah, logistics. When I was looking for the word, I was like, oh, it's the person that's like in charge of like all the like shipping.
Logistics,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, logistics. I know how to come up with that shit. But, yeah. Fucking eerily weird.
This is, like, really fucking weird shit, man.
But, yeah, like, so, like, every time we go somewhere, straight up, like, we went to a Padres-Dodger game last year, because a mutual friend of ours, he's a fireman, and he's a big Dodgers fan, and Phil's obviously a big Padres fan. I just was like, I'm inviting myself because I'm going to go drinking downtown with Phil and homie. So, like I said, the guy was a fireman. Okay. Well, one of the people that, he's like, oh, you guys will like my friends. They're coming around the corner. They come around the corner, our friend walks over and go say hi to him because he's fellow firefighters. I look over, I was like, holy shit, that's Freddie. And his girlfriend looks over and she's like, how do you know Freddie? I was like, I've known him longer than you guys have known him. Because he used to be one of my regulars at the same bar where I met Matt and Phil.
That's funny.
Like, how the hell? Yeah, but like every time I go there, every time I go out, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, I think when I met you through Matt, you were working at Clean Jumpers, I think. Yeah. Hooters was next, right?
Yeah.
Did
Hooters for a year.
I think you might have just been at Clean. No,
I might have just started at Clean Jumper.
I think so.
Might have just started, because we were gonna do a We're gonna like same year that I met you. I mean, I met you before, like a while before that, because we had started going to your pad to do pool because it started getting hot.
Yeah, so you and occasionally Steve came over.
It was a Mondays or something, I think, right, Matt?
Huh.
Like it was like Mondays, we'd always go over to Roush's
for
pool party, whatever. Because you were working at Alpine.
Yeah, and I would be off Mondays.
And I was off Mondays, and I was working at Claim Jumper.
Yeah, that was the only day I didn't have school at the time.
So we'd always go over there for pool and barbecue or whatever the fuck we were doing. But that same year was like my first year at Claim Jumper, and because it was my first year, or like my first, like within my first year of being there, or 12 months I should say, I had to work 4th of July, even though we're all going to go over your pad and do like a big 4th of July shit. And I was so pissed because I already had like ribs and
Standards. I remember Phil brought over a ton of shit that time.
Was that the year I was there for a little bit, but did before everybody got there?
I think so, yeah.
Like the old apartment?
Yeah.
So we could put on whatever. Game's over.
Yeah, because that was the first time I actually like hung out with Matt.
This is a great part for the podcast. So, Matt, before I look at the numbers, the final numbers, do we want to say off of total score, or do we want to flip a coin?
Let's go total score.
Total score?
You've lost Matt.
Yeah.
For the bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he figured it out. Okay.
You've lost Matt.
Oh, Matt lost?
Yeah.
You figured it out?
Yeah.
For both?
Yeah. We already had a base. Matt was at 297.5, and you were at 295.3, and you only needed, like...
I needed 2 points.
You needed 2-point-some-odd points, and I believe you got it.
Yeah, because I was at 12, and now I'm at 15, but he also got 6 from Lutz, so that's why I'm like...
Oh, shit. Well, here...
All right, so let's just do the math real quick. Reset.
What's the new numbers?
182.82 and 115.7. So I don't think mine went up at all.
Yours went up by a whole point. You're at 298.52. What's your numbers?
153.18 and 147.28.
He's got it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got it.
Yep, he's got you by almost 2 whole points.
There you go.
Damn.
Tight.
But I will say, I did get the Monday night right on the football pool at Matt's work, because I picked the Raiders. Yes. I was off by the score by like 10 points.
You want to get a beer? I'm pretty sure everybody took the I'm good, thank you.
Saints except me?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
We're still going, are we?
Yeah.
Oh shit. I mean, do we want to dive into politics this week? We really didn't touch on it.
Not really.
Yeah. I'm kind of exhausted from it, to be honest.
So what?
We're debating if we're gonna touch.
I think
politics.
We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm kind of good on not having any politics tonight. It's been a real while.
Wait, please no. I don't like
long
week. Politics.
Long week.
Yeah. Shit's rough.
Well, I still got to do my sprinkle of ginger once that works out perfectly. I can just pump all that shit to there.
There you go. All right, guys. As always,
be shiny pieces of shit.
And prolapse your anus if you so desire. We are no longer anti-
Yes.
Prolapsation.
Nope, do what you need.
Alright.
Love you, America.
Bye.
Adios,
muchachos.